A great tradition coming up April the 6th and the 7th. It's the Ashburn Area Running Club's Loudon Half Races. And then there's a whole lot more that goes with that. But I'm going to let Leslie Green, the race manager, tell you about that. Leslie, great to have you back with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. We appreciate the support.
So Ashburn Area Running Club in conjunction with who else?
So the Ashburn Area Running Club will produce the event, and it's presented by the Inova Heart and Vascular Center and the family there. And our running club is celebrating 15 years this year, so we're very proud of being around for that long, and we're putting on the sixth running of the Loudon Half Races.
This is over 2 days, and it includes a variety of races, so explain that to us.
Yeah, so it's 2 days that make up the Loco Challenge. We like to play off of Loudon County, so capital L, lowercase o, capital C, lowercase o, makes Loco, get it, Loudon County.
Gotcha.
The Loco Challenge makes up the 8K, which happens on Saturday, April the 6th. And then the half marathon, which happens on Sunday, April the 7th. And we do have folks that are out there that are loco enough to do both. So that's why we call it the Loco Challenge.
Where does all this take place?
The 8K is going to take place at the beautiful One Loudon. They are our host sponsor once again. And the half marathon will take place at Broad Run High School over in Ashburn, Virginia.
Now, this is for serious runners and casual runners, too?
It is. It's a great first-timer for the half marathon. If you've never run a half before, this is a great one to run. We have 5 water stops out on the course over the 13 miles. And what's unique about our event is that we bring in the Loudon County Public High School track and field youth athletes to come in and support the event at our water stops. So we've been told by our participants that it's the most supported course that they have ever run in terms of cheering them on and clapping and got water ready and Gatorade ready. And at some stations, we have some goo out there. They've made signs. If they can, they've chalked up the road with some artwork. And they just go all out because they understand running as a youth athlete. And they go all out for the participants as they come through the water stops. In return, we've donated this year. We're very proud to say that we've donated nearly $100,000 to the local schools over the last 5 years that the race has been in existence.
And in donating to those schools, that's for their track and field and cross country programs, right?
Correct. Yes. And we've been told by the schools that they're using those donated funds to get better equipment, to support some of their athletes who may need a little bit of help getting to different track meets, getting uniforms and that sort of thing.
Awesome. If we want more information about the big Loudon Half races, where do we go, Leslie?
We need to go to loudonhalf.org. You can go there and get all the information about the event. You can go there to get registered. And if you want to use the promo code WINK19, that'll get you $5 off your registration.
loudonhalf.org. Leslie Green is the race manager. Best of luck on April 6th and 7th, Leslie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.